Ports of Auckland's introduced its own rules for placing international shipping crews into managed isolation after frustration at a lack of action from the government. Matt Ball is from Ports of Auckland. Kia ora.
Morning, Susie.
You put out a pretty damning advisory yesterday. Explain to us why this is needed.
Yeah, we put that out on Friday. We just thought it was very important for us to act immediately, and I think your previous interview there just showed what the risk is at the border. We could see that there were gaps in the process. It's a risk to our business, to our staff. It's a risk to New Zealand, and it's also a risk to Pacific Islands for people who get on board that ship. I mean, the one that came through that was infected went off to Noumea afterwards. So it was an urgent risk. We've filled the gap, and we hope the government will follow shortly.
When you say you've filled the gap, what have you actually done?
So what we've done is mandate that any crew transferring from overseas must go through 14-day isolation first, so through the government's isolation facility. That way we know that they're negative when they go on board, and then if there's any interaction with any New Zealanders who go on board for anything, we know that that's safe.
You say that you've filled the gap, but that effectively means that you've presumably had to speak with the government to get those places in MIQ, in managed isolation and quarantine.
No, that will be handled by the shipping agents and the shipping lines themselves. So they'll do that on a case-by-case basis as they come through.
On a case-by-case basis, but it's a blanket case-by-case basis?
Yes, it is. So, you know, we have mandated that. And, for example, the sort of numbers we're talking about aren't huge. So between now and January, I think there are around 120 crew planned to transfer. So that's about 40 a month that should be able to be handled through managed isolation facilities.
OK, so this is something that's being booked by the agents rather than by you?
That's correct. So we don't actually handle that crew transfer process, but we can suffer from it if it goes wrong. So, for example, in the last process, we had to isolate one of our staff members. That staff member comes from a team of 10 people who are crucial to the operation of the port. So, in effect, we had to isolate 10% of a very important team at the port. If we lose too many of those, we shut the port and international trade stops.
Okay, so if
the consequences of not doing anything are quite severe.
If it is mandated by the port, does it mean then that the port is going to be picking up the tab for these people spending the extra days in quarantine?
No, that will have to be done by the shipping lines.
Why?
But again,
you're mandating it, so why are you not paying for it?
Well, it's their crew. They need to do the transfers. And also, this will save them a lot of money if they have another case of COVID aboard. The ship that got COVID then travelled to Brisbane, where it's now sitting offshore, costing the company an absolute fortune. So this is a much safer, and it will eventually be a much cheaper process.
Eventually going to be much cheaper. It's going to be more money up front. How are shipping companies feeling about that? And what about the logistics here, if suddenly you're saying people have got to spend longer if they're coming through the country?
Actually, we've had very good support from this, from the agents. They can see that it's a sensible process. They've seen the problems that have occurred with crew coming aboard through the transfer process and then being sick. It has caused problems here in New Zealand, and it's caused problems for the shipping line. So, you know, a few thousand dollars for managed isolation and a little bit more time in planning. Don't forget, these are all planned in advance, so there's actually plenty of time to plan that 14 days. That is a very small cost compared to having a ship that can't actually do any work.
Thanks very much for your time, Matt Ball there.